Hey, it's Matt. I'm spending my last full day in New York City today in advance of leaving in about a week and a half. And so between the wedding in New York that Fiona and I went to last week and you know, just kind of touristy and hotel staying, little treat for myself before I leave this week, I've seen so many different sides of New York because we have been running around from West Harlem in the 150s around Broadway, you know, to East Harlem around 116th Street and Lex, to where I caught the train in at 125th Street and Park, you know, that part of Harlem, to Union Square and the East Village, where we're going tonight for dinner, and to, you know, Midtown East and the Broadway District and Hell's Kitchen. And then at the wedding, you know, we went out to Queens to, like, Shea Stadium. And all these places, these are all New York. And isn't that amazing? I think that's one of the things that makes it such a fascinating and such an exciting place to live, is that there are these different worlds that exist in parallel, or rather, I should say, side by side, because they're smushed so close together because the geography is so constricted. And that distinguishes it from LA, and comparing, you know, these East Coast cities to LA is something that's on my mind because of the move. That distinguishes it to LA, where because of the car and because of the different times when these cities were sort of established and laid out, LA is geographically segregated in a lot of ways. There are places that, you know, you probably wouldn't see me, like South LA or East LA or Central LA for that matter. I barely went, I barely went. East of La Brea growing up, right? And you won't see me in these places, but it's not like they're right there. It's not like they're a stone's throw. They're farther away and in a way sort of easy to ignore. It's difficult to think of a city like Los Angeles as being geographically segregated, and that may be too provocative or too inflammatory a word for it, but geographically divided. Or maybe socially and economically divided, because it's such a melting pot and is, you know, a port of call for all kinds of people from Latin America, from Asia, you know, and they end up entering the country through the West the way people here used to enter through the East. But, you know, I can't escape the thought that who you see on the sidewalk, if in fact you even walk on the sidewalk at all in Los Angeles, is by and large more likely to look something like you than it is, to look so radically different from you. Fiona and I had breakfast in Bryant Park this morning, and, as we were sitting there, we were looking around, and I thought, well, this is one of the only places in America where something like this could work, where there's this big public park. There are all kinds of people from all walks of life, tourists, of course, couples having breakfast like us, people, business people, like, pecking away at the laptops. The Wi-Fi was slow to a crawl, you know, 1 kilobyte per second or something like that. And I think that's special. Now, this is not to take away from my excitement about the move or, any of the things I'm looking forward to. And I really am looking forward both to heading out to grad school and also to being back on the West Coast where I grew up. Growing up, I thought it was the center of the universe. I mean, doesn't every kid think that about the place that they grow up? But, you know, I have really enjoyed living here these past 10 years on the East Coast, and being so close to New York has been one of the best benefits of it. And insofar as I like it, and I like it a lot, I'm sorry to go. See you next time.